Zoosh. If you're in or around my generation and have grown up 100% digital, your life is pretty much documented on your phone. Mine is. I have thousands of photos on my 6. I also have exactly 1,900 videos. That's a big, round, intimidating number, but there should be 1,901. I'm missing one particular video, and I'm pissed about it. It's a video of me jumping off the plane the day I arrived in Los Angeles. Literally, I was 17 years old, the plane had landed and taxied to the gate. And as I got to the door, I whipped out my phone, pressed record, and began narrating the start of my adventure to the tune of a Miley Cyrus song. I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream. Then I literally hopped off the plane, timed perfectly to the lyric, and continued to serve up my own commentary. And no one's gonna stop me from conquering my dream. I don't know what it is I'm going to do, but I'm going to work hard and do it. In light of all I've achieved since then, that video means a lot to me. It captured the exact moment when I planted my flag and vowed with total seriousness to myself that I would succeed. It was intense. I remember every moment perfectly, which is why I'm so bummed I can't find that video. I can still feel the determination I had as I stepped off that plane. If I were a rapper, I'd be flowing off that day forever. I listen to a lot of rap. I relate to it. I know rappers exaggerate to make their songs more street, but when I decipher the lyrics, they're mostly about stuff that has happened or is happening to those guys as they fight their way to the top. Nothing's going to stop them, they say, and I know exactly what they mean. I don't think anything's random. If something's meant to happen, it'll happen. If you're meant for it and want it bad enough, it'll happen. My brother and I got lucky, but we are also prepared to take advantage of the opportunities that came our way and then kick it to the next level. I didn't realize it until much later that we actually started preparing for our internet fame long before either of us moved to Hollywood, and certainly long before my first day in the City of Angels. As far as I'm concerned, our journey began the day my dad gave my brother and me a little handheld Sony video camera. It was Christmas 2007. I was 10 years old and Logan was 12. We were stoked. My dad bought the camera to record our football games so we could replay the games later. We wanted to study the plays and our technique and...